Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
The King of Glory shall come in. It seems to be the pattern that the Spirit moves and then the Word comes. The Spirit introduces the Word. We're just going to raise this alarm announcing that the King of Glory is here. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, holy God, and be time.
Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done,
invalid object,
please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're done, please take your place. Sing through me. Speak through me. Blow through me. And preach through me. That your name be glorified. That the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
God.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Good morning, Spirit of the Living God. Holy Spirit, we honor you and we bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and your mighty moves in our lives and in this ministry. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here to glorify Jesus Christ and to do the will of Almighty God. We thank you, Spirit of the Living God, Holy Spirit. May God's perfect will be done in our lives. May we continue to follow your leading, Lord. And may you perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. It will be done in this service in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We ask you to release your anointing, release your power, release your love, you release your glory during this time and throughout this day. And everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power. And overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Father, we magnify you, Almighty God. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for the open heavens, O God. We thank you that your holy angels are now descending and ascending from and through your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. Let your perfect will be done. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We bless your name. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning. Let us continue in prayer. Join me as we say the Lord's prayers together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, But deliver us from all evil, for thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Your word says, in everything, give thanks. For it is the will of God in Christ concerning us. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thank you for your sustaining grace. Thank you for you are always faithful. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son to save us, to redeem us, to restore us, to reconcile us back to you. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of this early morning devotion and every single detail of our lives. We surrender to you all. Almighty God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, over this service, over the cyberspace, the networks, over this radio blog. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our lives and we soak our destinies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns us in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Father, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, for the blood, oh God. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the shoes of peace, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 6:10-18. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, each and every one of us this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us according to Zechariah 2:5. We thank you, Lord, for making us your flaming fire. You make your ministers of flaming fire with you, Lord. We thank you for your holy angels ministering to us, protecting us and enforcing your biddings in our lives. We thank you for open heavens. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We thank you and we bless you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration taking place even as we pray. We bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. Oh, Lord, we glorify you. Lord, this morning we pray for salvation for those in our families that do not know you as their Lord and personal Savior. We pray for children, our children, oh God, that has fallen astray. We pray that it will come back into the sheepfold, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for our children that are in the faith, that it will draw closeness to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There will be all that you call them to be. Oh, Father God, let salvation come to our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, those that are connected to us. So, oh, Father, let salvation come to our families in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, this morning, oh God, I pray for salvation for Michelle and her children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, restore unto them the joy of your salvation, oh God. Father God, those who have been in the faith, those that have backslidden, oh God, Lord, let salvation come to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Move in their hearts, oh God. Restore unto them the joy of your salvation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we lift them up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Those who have backslidden, they have been discouraged, oh God. But Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bring them back, oh God. Holy Spirit, move in their hearts. Bring them back to the faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Do not let them leave this world without receiving Christ, without fulfilling their divine purpose, not just receiving Jesus, but fulfilling their destinies in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, we ask you to be with them. Spirit of the living God, touch them in a special way. Touch the glory in a special way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. Father, restore her visions and her dreams, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, there's no distance with you, oh God. So, Lord, I ask you to touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, restore unto her. Restore unto her the joy of your salvation. Spirit of the living God, move in her life. Move in her mother's life. Move in their home. In the name of Jesus, these are your sons and daughters. And so, Father, we pray for them. We pray for every member of our family, those that are here right now, Lord, who have family members, who have backslidden, who have family members that have not, oh God. This morning, we lift up those family members, oh God, and we ask you, Lord, to let salvation come to our family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we pray for those who have backslidden to come back into the sheepfold. Oh God, restore unto them the joy of your salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that those that are saved will be an example to the families in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We come against every kind of religion and tradition, but we come to you, Lord, just as we are. Oh, Father God, take everything in us that does not bring glory and honor to your name in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we pray for the mothers, oh, whose sons have gone to war, mothers in Ukraine, mothers in Russia, mothers in different parts of the world, oh God, whose children, oh God, have gone to war and their children are being killed day in and day out, oh God. Some of these mothers have lost their sons, oh God. Some of these mothers are in distress, oh God. Let Lord, we lift up these mothers to you. We lift up the parents to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask you to comfort their hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, comfort the hearts of the grieving parents. Comfort the hearts of their mothers, oh God. Comfort the hearts of the grieving family. Their all the siblings, their nieces, their nephews, their uncles. Comfort their hearts, Holy Spirit. Only you can do. Give them beauty for ashes. Pour upon them the oil of gladness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you for your divine visitation. Tangible visitation in Ukraine, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, that you intervene in this war. In the mighty name of Jesus, intervene, oh God. Father God, intervene. Intervene in this nation, oh God. Intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for your divine intervention. Oh God, and we pray for the president. Oh, Father God, that you will strengthen him, oh God. We pray we cover him and his family in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you release more grace to fulfill his purpose and destiny, oh God. We pray that you will strengthen him, oh God, that your strength will be made perfect in his weakness, oh God. We pray that you will give him divine strategies, divine ideas, oh God, that will help him with this war, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that the battle is not his, it is yours, oh God. And you won it more than 2,000 years ago. So, Father, we thank you for the manifestation. We thank you for the victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, you gave life, oh God, and let us begin to value the life that you breathed into us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I ask you this morning to dispatch more angels, oh God, warrior angels, oh God, internet region, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to war on behalf of the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, oh Father God, and I pray, Lord, that salvation will come to those who do not know Christ in Ukraine. I pray that revival will come in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we will not forget those people. And, oh, Lord, we cannot forget them. They are our brothers and our sisters. And some of us know what war is like, oh God. So, Father God, intervene. People have lost their homes. People have lost so much. Oh, God, we cannot turn away and say because it's not happening to us. Lord, we lift them up, oh God. There are so many suicides, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to intervene. Yeah, let them see that bright light of hope in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for the nation of the United States. We ask you, Lord, to intervene in this nation in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that the Spirit of the living God will move upon the heart of the president. The spirit of the living God will move upon the Congress. The spirit of the living God will move upon the state and the county governments, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit of truth, move, move, move in this nation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we stand in the gap. We say, have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Your grace is sufficient for this nation. We pray that you will raise up authentic sons and daughters of the gospel. Father God, even those that are that you have raised already, oh God, that it will come together in unity and oneness. Oh, and pray for the United States, oh God. We pray for revival to come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Revival to touch the soil in the name of Jesus, for transformation, for souls be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we lift up Fatmata, oh God, who just lost her brother. Lord, we ask you, oh God, to comfort her. Comfort the family in the in Father God, in this hour of bereavement, oh God. Absent, yeah, but present with the Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Lord, I pray that the Spirit of the living God will touch Fatmata in the name of Jesus, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Comfort her, oh God. Give her beautiful ashes, pour upon her the joy of oil, the oil of gladness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, take away the spirit of heaviness and give her a garment of praise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, comfort the heart, the grieving hearts of her nieces and nephews, oh God. Everyone that's connected to her brother, comfort their hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, and all those that are here that's mourning a loved one, we pray for your comforting spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know what your children stand in need of. There's nothing too hard for you to do. So, Lord, I pray that each and everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, you will grant each and everyone the desires of their hearts according to your will, plan, and purpose for our lives, according to your timing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. Oh, we thank you for the eagle anointing upon each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the winds of the Holy Spirit, taking us from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from favor to favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for breakthroughs. We thank you for deliverance. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for financial blessings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, oh God. We keep our children covered with your blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the grandkids going to school back and forth. Be with them on their buses, oh God. Everyone that have a child or grandchild going to school, oh God. Father God, we pray that you will protect these children. We cover their schoolrooms with the blood of Jesus, their buses with the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, we bless your name. There's nothing too hard for you to do. And so, Lord, we give you the glory. Lord, we give you the honor. Lord, we magnify your name, oh God. Your name, oh God, is worthy, oh God. Your name, oh God, is worthy, oh God. There is no one like you. You are right here with us. We bless your name. We praise your name, oh God. When praises go up, blessings come down. We don't praise you because we want anything. We praise you. you because you deserve the praise. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. We magnify your name, oh God. Show us your ways, oh God. Not only your acts, but your ways. You made known to the children of Israel your ways. Make known to us your ways and your acts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And give us the grace, the grace, the grace of God to carry on, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We cast out every plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destinies, in the name of Jesus. We cast up to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, coming against us as individuals, coming against our ministry. We utterly destroy in the name of Jesus only the counsel of Almighty and in our lives. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. They'll gather together against us, but they will not prevail. Release confusion into the camp of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Release your confusion, oh God. Confusion in the camp, oh God. Chaos in the camp of the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Holy Master, that you've won this battle more than 2,000 years ago. We thank you that victory is redeemed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name for the victory, O God. We thank you for silencing the voice of the enemies, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your divine intervention in every area of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening us. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, O God. Strengthen us, O God. Breathe on us, O God. Help us to walk in the path of truth and righteousness. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Things of the earth upon each and every one of us. Help us to love and appreciate you more. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, for multiplication. Thank you, Lord, for blessings. Thank you, Lord, oh God, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Worthy, 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 worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lion. Worthy is the Lion. See, worthy, worthy, worthy. Worthy, worthy is the Lion. Worthy. Now let's hear you sing it. Say worthy.